interrupt this program for a special report. This is Ace reporter Ren Hoek, here in Times Square to have a word with our returning boys. Ah, here's one now. Excuse me, Mr. Horse.
That's Private Horse, civilian.
Tell me, Private Horse, how does it feel to be home?
Good. Mighty good. Yes, sir, I think America is the greatest country in the world. Yes, sir, I like it.
How do you feel about the president's decisions during this terrible crisis?
President. Gotta know about the president, eh? All right, that's the way it is. I think the president did what he had to do. A lot of people suffered, including me. But I would have done the same thing had I been in his hooves. Yes, sir, I would. It's our duty to make America a safe place for our kids to graze in.
Say, who's this pretty lady? Is that your fiancé?
No, it's my sheep.
Well, there you have it, straight from the horse's mouth. I'm Ren Hoek, Ace Reporter. I just love to hear from our fans. Don't you, Stimpy?
Yeah, Ren. Hey, listen to this one. It's from Little Anthony. He says, "Dear Ren and Stimpy, I hope you can visit us in our country,
the United States of America, and please bring your costumes. Signed, Anthony."
What do you say, Ren?
Sure thing, pal.
Enjoy.
Happy. Well, we better kiss the wives goodbye. Well, we're off to America.
We'll have to ask your father, but it's all right with me.
Yahoo! We're going to have so much fun together.
Oh, well, your father sees.
Hey, fellas, let's play. I have the real Ren and Stimpy. Hey! Will you make me laugh in person? You guys are so funny.
Oh.
I know. Will you do that thing where your eyes bug out and veins fill up on them? And you look all ugly and everything?
Now, wise up, kid. That's a trick. It's done with puppets and stew meat. Ren, at least give it a try.
He loves you.
Okay, kid. Watch. I'll show you the secret.
Daddy!
Wow! Let me try.
Hey, it's my turn.
You guys are my best friends. Let's never go to sleep.
Never go to sleep.
My word. People.
Let's get some things straight here. I don't like you. I don't like cartoons. You're here for one reason. My son, Anthony, likes you. And as long as you're good to my boy, you can stay. But if you do anything to destroy his beliefs or harm him in any way, so help me. Excuse me. Don't you even put that picture in my head. Do we understand each other?
We understand very well.
Daddy? Daddy?
Yes, son?
Can Ren and Stimpy come out and play?
Oh, yes, son. You should play with your swell new friends. Remember what I said.
Sure. You're not Ren Hoek. You're not even a chihuahua. You're some kind of deformed mosquito or something.
Don't talk to me like that. I'm a Hollywood big shot.
Oh, yeah? I'll twist your head off! Oh, and I suppose you're Stimpy, the stupid cat. Here, I'll give you something you'll really like. Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Hey! You can't do that to my friend. I showed you!
Like I even believe a fart like you would be friends with Ren and Stimpy. Next time I see you kids, you're dead meat!
Nice going, son.
My beloved child. I know I strayed from your path, and maybe I don't go to church often enough, but you know I'm a good man. I don't ask for much. But I'm asking for this one thing. Please, don't take my boy from me. Give him a couple more good weeks.
I didn't do it, man.
All right, you two. You march into the house. Meet me in the den.
Gonna be all right, boy. Just take it easy. Be brave with me. Hush now. Daddy will make them pay. guys are big shots. Big shots from Hollywood. Is that what makes you feel big? Huh? Pushing little boys around? You feel like big men playing with little boys' feelings, huh? You Hollywood types make me sick! You think because you come from Hollywood, you can push decent people around? People who work for a living. I work my fingers to the bone to feed my wife and my boy, Anthony.
Oh, Anthony, you've got to pull through.
I bet you wussies never worked a stinking day in your stinking little lives. Show me your hands. Just as I thought. Soft as a baby's head. Well, look at these hands. These are the hands of a working man. What'd you ever do for society anyway? Just what do you do to earn your keep?
Well, we make people laugh.
Real hard work. Making people laugh. Did you go to school to make people laugh? Listen, I make people laugh, too. But nobody gives me money. You want to hear a joke?
Well,
I'll tell you a joke, and you're gonna laugh. All right. Here's the joke. You ready? Why did they bury the fireman behind the hill? Come on, funny guys, huh? Huh? Why?
We don't know.
Why did they bury the fireman behind the hill?
I'll tell you why. Because he was dead!
That's pretty good, huh, Ren? Maybe we can use that.
All right, funny guys. I want to know something. I just want to know one thing. So what makes you guys move, anyway?
That's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life! Do it again! Hey, honey! Bring Anthony in here! You gotta see this! Oh. Hey, funny guys! Do it again for my boy!
Oh, my goodness! That is funny!
Do it again!
I really love those guys.
Today we're at the UN for a global summit to discuss the current world crisis. Today's residing chairman is Mr. Horse.
Mr. Horse, today we face a world crisis. Yet, while initial indications would suggest a political backwash that characterizes the devastating brouhaha we face today, your administration has refused to budge on these compromise proposals. Nevertheless, many believe a relief effort emphasizing the urgency of the situation would serve as sort of a catalyst during a slow global upswing. Foreign interests may be moderately optimistic, but superpower co-sponsors have left a generally negative impression in the wake of political failure. Well, Mr. Horse, what I'm getting at is, just what is your opinion of the world's situation today?
Las cucarachas entran, pero no pueden salir.
No, sir. He doesn't like it.
Thank you, Mr. Horse.